on Triple J with Veronica and Lewis, filling in for Lindsay the Dr. McDougall this week.
We do have with us in the studio the guys from Gaslight Anthem. Welcome, Brian and Alex.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, you guys are two shows down in your Australian tour. How are you feeling?
Good.
Good, good.
What? You were just super chatty before, and now you've got really nervous.
Oh, you didn't know. You didn't ask us any good questions. Before we were talking about things.
Yeah.
What we were wearing.
You want to talk about it? I'll talk about it. I don't mind.
Okay, well, let's talk about what you're wearing.
Oh, pipe down, you. We want to hear from the girl.
That happens a lot, actually.
JK, JK.
Just kidding.
Go ahead.
Yeah, because you guys are living up to expectations, doing some great shows. Are Australians living up to your expectations so far?
Sometimes.
Sure.
What, I don't have any expectations of them. I think that they're doing wonderfully.
Well, you've come here a couple of times before. Have we changed? Or
you? I mean, we've all changed. We grow, we learn, we love, live.
Live and love.
No, I think it's been good so far. I mean, we've only played in Brisbane and Sydney so far. So we're looking forward to two nights in Melbourne tomorrow and the next night. And then Radelaide. And then Perth. And then home. Bye-bye.
The gig in Sydney sounded pretty wild. There was like a screaming contest, wasn't there?
Yeah, we had a screaming contest. We try to make all of the gigs wild. They were very quiet. It was a Sunday evening. And it was a cool night, light, clear, very quiet audience. And then all of a sudden, they got very loud. It was very fun. So like a Saturday
screaming competition.
Yeah, because one of the people from the office was telling us that you got three girls to see who could scream loudest, and then you know there was merch up for grabs.
Well, yeah, because the whole purpose is what we're doing is they were screaming very loudly, and it's I'm marveled at the how loud it actually was. That's a very good scream, and I feel like that should be noticed publicly.
If you were a screamer and you're listening to the radio right now,
how do you know that I'm not a screamer?
Yeah.
Are you a screamer?
Not you. 0439757555. We'd love to hear from you if you did go to the gig and you won some merch. But you guys seem to, every time you do come back to Australia, you seem to have a stronger following and you're playing bigger venues. Is that being sort of reflected in the quality of your touring? You're staying in better places, dining in finer restaurants?
No, I dined at the worst restaurant in the world the other day, and no, I think we're just, our drummer once said that we're not pretty, but we're pretty exciting.
Why was it the worst restaurant in the world? Why was it the worst restaurant in the world?
It wasn't the worst, it just wasn't the best.
What city was it in?
Not telling you.
Names. No, I don't know.
Names.
Well, you said we only played two shows, so.
Yeah. Two shows, two cities. This is our third city. I haven't eaten yet today. I'm very hungry. Yeah.
Well, see what Melbourne has to offer.
I'll tell you what, though. The stewardess on the plane was very pretty, but she was not nice.
Huh. What did
not
she
nice,
do to
though.
Which one?
Nothing. She just did the one with the prettiness. She just wasn't nice. I didn't even bother with her. I was like, you're too pretty for anything because you're not nice. I don't like this.
Were you guys being rowdy on the plane, though?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I offered the lady behind me M&Ms for free.
Is this just because you've been reading stories about Hollywood actors coming over on like Qantas flights and getting like very nice service?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What's
not have got that story.
What's the story?
What's the service all about?
Tell us. We weren't on Qantas though.
Virgin.
I won't tell you.
Okay, we shouldn't be naming names anyway.
What's with the names,
That was my fault. I started that. Now we're snowballing downhill.
You said Qantas. I still have not said it.
Don't say it again, man. Come on.
Before we get
you
into
said it. You said it, not me.
Before we get into too much trouble, let's go into one of your songs. We can relive the screaming memories from last night.
I will talk about this trouble tomorrow on stage. This song's called 45.
Oh, thank you.
Great forward sell. That is the Gaslight Anthem with 45. It came in the Hottest 100, number 94 last year. And what? We have Ryan and Alex.
That's not very good. We have to try harder next year. That's not 94 out of 100. That's not good at all.
It's still pretty good. Also,
it's not great, though. It's not great.
Well, I like that you're hard on yourselves, but there is a thing at the moment we're doing sort of a retrospective of the last 20 years of the Hottest 100. So maybe, you know, like with the benefit of time, people will have time to really like view, you know, like Gaslight Anthem.
Who's got time for that? It's the age of the internet.
What was number one?
This year.
Mm-hmm.
Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
Oh, who's that? Oh, that bad. Bad Rapper Mail.
I haven't heard it.
It's a bad.
Is it good?
No, it's bad. Bad white rapper.
I know that they're on the bill. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis are on the bill with you at the Jay-Z's Made in America Festival. It's going to be happening in August.
Well, that's not my fault.
Yeah, so don't say bad stuff. You're going to meet up with them.
Well, I didn't say bad stuff. Alex did. What are they going to do? Beat him up?
Who is he going to beat?
They're not going to bother me. I'm just going to be hanging out with Jay-Z and his festival. And Beyonce.
We want to ask you, Brian, if we can just leave you for a moment, Alex. You're going to be working on some solo stuff, is that right?
She just basically said, pipe down there.
No, you're welcome.
You know, I'm working on songs, yeah, and the idea was to do a solo record during the off time. And but I just constantly started, you know, writing songs. And a lot of them are wayward children, and they're turning... they're turning their selves on me. They're not obeying the rules, and they're becoming gaslight songs. So I don't know what the hell's going on. I really didn't expect this. So, I don't know what's going on. But there is songs being written, and they will be for an album, and I'm not sure what it will be. So it may if they end up being just exciting. Something exciting or you know, something louder, then maybe Gaslight will just go in the studio again.
What were you sort of aiming for before they turned into Gaslight anthem songs?
See, that's the problem, is I'm not really sure. Like, I was kind of going for, I guess, like, they call it Americana, you know, in the States. I don't know what you call it here, but...
Well, we have Australiana, but it's mostly, like, Ken Doan t-shirts.
Boring. it's, you know, just a more instrumentalist. I wouldn't call it acoustic because it's not singularly acoustic. But I was just going for something, and then I kind of shifted gears. But that's not to say it won't happen. It's just not to say that it will happen either.
Or it might mean that we just get more Gaslight Anthem stuff sooner.
Yeah, that's true.
Just bloody good news.
I mean, or third option. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Or Gaslight may just record some quieter songs and put out an album and then put out an EP.
Ooh.
I don't know.
I don't know.
So there's a possibility of that, too.
But you have another side project as well, The Horrible Crows.
Yeah, well, had is a better word.
Okay. Had. Well, I'm always curious when, having never been in a band, when you have a side project, do you have to sit down with the rest of your band and have a talk? Like,
no.
Guys, I'm seeing someone else, like, that's happening?
No, I mean, you can if you want, but you don't have to. I mean, I think that you can just... It depends on your relationship with your band, I think.
How do you feel about it, Alex?
If you are leaving.
We have an open relationship. We all do other things as well, you know. It all comes down to that.
Alex is opening a barbershop. Boom, boom.
Is that really happening? Great.
Yep.
Yeah. Sooner than later, I hope.
How long have you been cutting it? Like, you
cut my hair yesterday.
No way.
Yeah. Right before the show, and all the beautiful people of Sydney loved it.
Yeah, they did.
How long have you been cutting hair, Alex?
15 years maybe? 10, 15 years.
Men and women? Yeah. Are you a unisex barber?
I don't believe in that, but...
Oh my goodness, hot topic.
Wow.
Do you specialize in any sort of look in particular?
Good looks.
Yeah, the best looks. Probably. Like a classic fade. That is an actual hairstyle.
Mm. But, see, a lot of people get bands on to talk about music. What do you like to get bands on? Just talk about haircuts for as long as possible.
I don't think that's true.
I'll give you one. Apparently on Twitter, I'm giving haircuts in my tour bus.
I read that.
These days. I don't know where that came from.
In a magazine.
That's not the truth, so just stop asking me. Friends only.
But you don't. It's not like you have a tour bus here, though, right?
Exclusive.
No. You're just flying around the joint.
You guys don't have tour buses here.
No,
right?
It's too big.
It's too big.
Yeah.
Too big. No way.
Really?
Go big or go home.
You need to get more cities, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's the plan. Yeah, get more cities so that we can have a tour bus.
I would adore you to come closer. Swim, Australia, swim. Yeah. Come closer.
But you are touring around with the support act that you BYO'd, David Horse.
We did bring our own.
Yeah. How did you guys meet? Was it when he was on the Bring It On film clip?
The what?
The what?
Didn't he do that? Of American Slang? Was he on that?
You
don't make that up?
Oh, no. Previously, much previous. We've known Dave for years and years, 10 years.
Dave took us out on tour, on one of our first bigger tours when he was in this band, The Loved Ones, about like 7 years ago. And we've been good friends ever since.
That is Midnight Juggernauts. That album's going to be coming out middle of June.
Can't wait.
Ballad of the War Machine.
So giggly.
Ryan and Alex.
That's a good, such a good song. I can't wait. I'm dying to hear the rest.
You were making a lot of commentary on the way through. The comparisons to the voices.
First 10 seconds is Roger Waters. And then it all
I was into it for the first couple minutes there, and then they burned me, I feel like.
Yeah, you thought it was a bit Pink Floyd-y for a bit, right?
I thought he sounded like Roger Waters. Are you guys excited because the Nationals record's coming out, the new National record?
So excited. Well,
are you really excited, or are you placating me?
No, we've been playing Demons quite a bit over the last few weeks. Yeah,
I think it's great.
The doctor's going to be the guy who we're filling in for. We're amateur hour.
Wait, are you guys substitutes?
Yeah, we're filling. Does that make you? Do you guys feel embarrassed?
I'm out of here.
Yeah,
they gave us the substitutes.
I know we get that a lot.
That's like getting that. That's like. Do I say that or
say
do I not say
it.
That? Oh, hell yes. That's like getting the drummer for an interview.
Bronze medal.
Riddle. Take that, Taylor Hawkins.
Well, one of the biggest things that we are excited that we do get to do, even though we're the fill-ins, is that we get to announce this massive prize that Triple J, the radio station, is giving away. It's one of the biggest prizes the station has ever given away. Have you guys
what
ever...
Prize?
Well, we're not going to tell you right away. We're going to save it for a little bit.
We might be the fill-ins, but it's not our first day. Not going to fall for that one.
Have you guys ever won any sweet prizes?
I won, when I was a kid, I won a New York Yankees t-shirt. And I bet on a number, and I won it. And I thought that Jesus told me I had to be a Yankee fan. I was seriously like so floored that I won this thing. Like I literally thought like the universe had parted and I won a t-shirt. I wore that shirt forever.
Okay.
Are you a Yankees fan now?
Yeah.
Well, our prize is better than that.
Yeah, it's definitely better than that. I mean, it's not necessarily better than Jesus talking to you, but it's better than a t-shirt.
I don't know if Jesus was talking to me. I feel like it was more of a sign, like a burning bush. I mean, he didn't bring over coffee or anything.
Okay. It's better than a burning bush, too, just for the record.
Never buys any smokes, though. Jesus.
But apart from you guys already played two shows in Australia. You're going to be playing tomorrow night and Wednesday in Melbourne at the Palace, then Friday in Adelaide and Sunday in Perth at Metro City. But are there any other big things apart from your Australian gigs that you're looking forward to this year? I mean, what is it? You are obviously, but what are they?
Sleeping in my bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going home for a little bit after this. This is the first like break we've had in a while.
Yeah, in a long while.
What's the plan for home? Just hang out?
Sleeping.
Yep.
Partying,
resting.
Yeah.
Wild.
You're going to be working on that solo stuff, right? That you're promising
us. I told you. I told you with your words in my mouth that you're putting there. I told you.
We want to see a Gaslight Anthem, but it's slightly more.
See what you're doing there.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You want a solo record, then you come and show yourself in person.
Well, Alex and Brian from the Gaslight Anthem, thanks so much for coming in and chatting
to
us.
You said thanks.
I did, and that's what we say in Australia. Has no one told you that? Thanks.
You're a legend.
Everyone does
it
down
walk
here.
Around. Hey, thanks, everybody.
Yeah, and you watch. People will just high-five you. They'll hit that guy in the Yankees shirt. It's all right.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.